This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to the midday host for 92.5, The Altitude. And he is the in-game host for the Denver Nuggets radio broadcast. Josh Dover is joining us. You can follow Josh on his personal Twitter page, at Joshua Dover. Josh, really appreciate a few minutes in Atlanta tonight. Thanks for being a part of the show.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me. Good to be here.
You know, I'm curious as to where the Nuggets rank. And I know obviously winning an NBA title changes probably things up a little bit, but where would you put the Nuggets in a ranking of, you know, Broncos, Avalanche, Rockies, Nuggets? I mean, where do they kind of fall, and where is Denver as far as an NBA town goes?
Right now, right high, obviously, yeah. With what happened last night. I mean, Aaron Gordon walked home from the arena and had an escort of about 2,000-3,000 fans with him. But, you know, it's a Broncos town still. It's still a football town, but it's a little weird because they suck, right, for the last 7 years. And, you know, it's a TBD with Russell Wilson, who was awful last year. Can Sean Payton fix him? And it's also a new coach who's doing a little different. Like, Sean Payton is really keeping media tight, not letting a lot of guys do things, nipping reporting, live reporting in the bud. As far as off-season training activities go. But it is still a Broncos town. But right now, it would be obviously Nuggets. But Broncos, then Nuggets, because they're the most recent champions. But, I mean, what the Avalanche were able to do last season, and they still believe they're in a championship window. They're kind of right there tied with the Nuggets as well.
Josh, you know, when you look at Joker, you know, my producer and I have talked about the idea that I think he's the most unguardable guy in the NBA. I don't think anybody really matches up with him. Let me kind of ask it in a couple of different parts. First, let me ask, was there any team in the league that you thought did a really good job on Joker that, you know, no matter, I don't care, West, East, whatever, do you think there was a team that did a really good job in containing him and maybe getting him out of what he could do offensively?
Phoenix and those two games in Phoenix were able to slow him down a little bit. It's weird to say slow him down because one of those he dropped 53 and they lost, but that's kind of what people look at him and go, well, let's let him score and slow down a Jamal, slow down an Aaron Gordon or MPJ if they got it going. But he's so good at making in-game adjustments, like real-time adjustments, but whatever you throw at him, if you do it two or three times in a row, he's going to find what works against it. And he's so unselfish and willing to play the right brand of basketball, because that's what he always tells us. This is how he grew up playing. The best shot is the open shot, and it doesn't matter who's taking it. And he said just a couple weeks ago, open teammates win games. And that's, you know, how he plays the game. So even if you're able to slow him down a little bit, it's literally a matter of possession before he figures it out.
You know, Josh, and the funny thing is, we saw multiple times over the playoffs, and my producer and I kind of commented about this, that you would see multiple times in the playoff that he would not score right away. Like it was a matter of he was getting a whole bunch of assists, and you would see like his first quarter numbers, and he would have like 0 points, 7 assists, 10 rebounds, and something, you know what I mean? Like something ridiculous. And it wasn't because he couldn't score or he couldn't get in a rhythm offensively. It was almost like that was, I guess, premeditated in a way where he could set other people up, get in the flow of the game, get other people, especially Murray, in the flow of a game. And then it was that switch. You know, we joked about Ivan Drago, like when the ring guy, you know, yells to Drago, and then all of a sudden he just breaks out of it and he just goes on an offensive tear. That's how it felt like with Joker at times in these playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I was going to bring up boxing. It's like the sweet science, right? Like he's going to throw a couple of body punches in the first quarter, maybe a hook or two in the second quarter, and then really go to work on you in that third and fourth. So it's a little bit of that, of him setting up what he thinks the game's going to give and be later on in the game. And then, as I mentioned, he just does what the game comes to him. Nothing is forced. It's the joke of, you know, he can't jump up onto a curb, but he's dominating a basketball game in the year 2023. So it is kind of that, him setting it up, kind of going with the flow of the game, and knowing that, hey, when it comes down to the fourth quarter, he likes his chances with the basketball, or Jamal Murray with the basketball and finding him on a pick and roll or a little dribble handoff.
Josh Dover joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline, midday host for The Altitude, also in-game host for the Nuggets Radio Network. You know, Jamal Murray obviously was a big piece in all of this. How important was he, not just in the playoffs, but all season long? Obviously, you know, he'd been dealing with injuries over the last couple of years, but certainly everything kind of came together for him. And he was another guy that really kind of showed out in the playoff, in the entirety of the playoffs, that, again, it wasn't just a one-man team. Murray was a real key piece to this thing.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of us in Denver talked about a lot, with Jamal missing the time that he did, and then wondering if he's going to be that same version or even better, because that's what he is. He's actually better than what he was pre-injury, because, you know, Nicole's not going to be able to do it himself. Aaron Gordon, MPJ are kind of a nice combo of the third option if one of them got it going, but they don't really rely on Aaron Gordon to do a lot offensively. So, yeah, Nikola's the best player, but Jamal is like kind of the heart and the soul, you know, because Nikola's not a big talker. He's elevated that a little bit up there the last probably two seasons. But Jamal's a guy that, you know, if he's got it going, if he's playing with that passion and fire, it seems like everybody else kind of follows suit. So, yeah, Nikola's the best player for sure, but Jamal's kind of the heart that makes the team go.
So what's kind of the future for this team? I mean, you know, we're looking at, you know, we're looking here in Atlanta, and, you know, it's kind of a lot of change. We expect big changes in this roster. You know, we don't really know who's going to stay or who goes. I mean, you know, Trae Young obviously is probably the guy that stays, but I think everybody else is available for the right deal. But when you look at the Nuggets, I mean, obviously, you know, Joker's got the Supermax. He's not going anywhere anytime soon. But how does this team look moving forward? Can this be an extended run? Do you think that this is maybe a 1 or 2 year thing? Or, you know, what's your assessment of what the long-term outlook is for this franchise?
Well, I think for right now, the biggest question mark is Bruce Brown, who's got a player option. And I think off the top of my head, it's only like $6 million. I may be wrong on that number, but that's the biggest priority, because he was a key piece, not only to the playoffs, but all season long when they were kind of easing Jamal back into stuff, not playing back-to-backs early on. He could be a point guard, but he can also guard a center if another opponent's playing small ball. So that's the biggest priority. Other than that, they look really good, honestly. You're going to have KCP. You'll start to talk about his age in two or three seasons from right now. But what they've done in the draft with Christian Brown, and you saw that on display this year and this playoffs, Peyton Watson is sitting there. They also got a guy, Colin Gillespie, who's a national champion as well, who's sitting there injured all year. And I would guess he's going to be a two-way player next season because of Jamal, and they'll go find themselves another backup point guard. But, yeah, the biggest question mark is just Bruce Brown. And outside of that, this thing's kind of locked up here for the next three or four seasons, and they certainly should be able to make another run of these.
You know, I'm curious if this, you know, coming into the playoffs, obviously Joker's been a multi-time MVP, and he's been arguably one of the two or three best players in the entirety of the NBA. But obviously, this was the first finals run that they'd really had. Was it a sense of kind of when it was coming into the playoffs this year for Joker and this team, was it sort of a crap or get off the pot kind of deal? I mean, did things kind of feel like that they were going to fall in place, or, was there some hesitancy in the fan base? Like, kind of walk me through a little bit about what the thought process was about this team going into the start of the playoffs.
I think there were a lot of expectations. I don't think there was, hot seats by any means or any kind of conversation about a coach's job. We said a lot on my radio show, Nicole is 28 years old, but they needed to win an NBA championship by the time he was 30, or those conversations would kind of start to happen. But with the back-to-back MVPs, it felt like a finals appearance needed to happen. That was kind of the lowest standard. And then obviously, get there. Well, you might as well win it. And once they started playing, I mean, they took care of Minnesota pretty easily. Mike Conley shot in the first round from that thing being a sweep. And then in round two, they basically take care of the Suns outside of KD and Devin Booker going berserk in games 3 and 4. And then we know that they did. They beat the crap out of the Lakers. And then even here, it's a 4-1. So once they started playing and you could tell everybody was locked in and knew what the goal was, yeah, it felt like they were on their way to a championship.
Yeah, well, they certainly had the best run in the playoffs, and they certainly won the NBA title and certainly have the best player. So a lot of bests going on in Denver right now when it surrounds basketball. Josh Dover joined us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. He is the midday host for The Altitude and in-game host for the Nuggets Radio Network. He's on Twitter, at Joshua Dover. Josh, really appreciate it. A few minutes, buddy. Thanks so much for being in Atlanta with us and spending some time here.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me.
You got it. When we come back from the top of the hour, we'll get to more here, but wouldn't it be fun to like talk about NBA titles and all this kind of stuff? I mean, when do we get in that mix? When do we start to get those?
Who would ever think that the city of Denver would have multiple teams with multiple championships?
I mean, the Super Bowls, the Avalanche have been one of the best franchises in hockey. Now the Nuggets win. Yeah. Denver. not Atlanta, Denver. Supposedly it's a beautiful town.
It is. My wife's from Denver.
We'll talk about that next. Chuck Green, the Key Studios. Sports Radio, not to the game, Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.